As a child, Otha Ellis Bates McDaniel taught himself to play guitar, but he never found one he liked, so he built his own. Soon after, his rectangular-shaped axe with an old TV dial for a volume knob could be heard on radios everywhere as he launched the beat heard round the world. He was Bo Diddley. His handmade guitar is at the Hard Rock Cafe, Times Square. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history are at Hard Rock Cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's time for your coolest conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. For today's chat, I'm joined by Mickey Lee, born Mitchell Hyman. He's a younger brother of Joey Ramone. Like his older sibling, he was active musically on the New York City scene back in the 1970s. And along with working closely with the Ramones, he's had numerous other projects, including collaborating with famed rock critic Lester Bangs and fronting his own bands, including the Rattlers, and now Mickey Lee's Mutated Music. And recently, his memoir, A Fly for This Brother, I Slept with Joey Ramone, has been opted as a movie, starring Pete Davidson as Joey. Mickey Lee's Mutated Music's latest single, No Fun Anymore, is a digital release available from Wicked Cool Records and is a recent coolest song in the world. Let's hear some of it now, and afterwards I'll be back with Mickey Lee for your Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage. Mighty Manfred with your coolest conversations, and today my guest is musician and writer Mickey Lee, younger brother of Joey Ramone. He's done a lot to promote his brother's legacy, but Mickey's always been an artist in his own right, and those efforts have led to collaborations with the likes of Lester Bangs, and his own music projects have included the Rattlers and his current group Mickey Lee's Mutated Music. Hey Mickey, how are you?
Hey Manfred, how you doing, buddy? It's always great to be with somebody who's mighty, especially a musician.
I feel much safer,
and I'm sure all your listeners do.
As well you should. You know, if we're ever any place and there's any trouble that goes down, I will go get help.
I will go get his help. It's good. It's a good feeling. I feel secure.
You know, last year in the pandemic year, we actually had an opportunity to speak twice. But now it's been almost exactly a year since we spoke most recently. How's your health, and how much in your life is getting back to normal?
Well, my health is fortunately well. As far as getting back to normal, I don't know if I ever was normal, but you know, we all have our parameters. I'm just confused like everybody else, I think, you know, and waiting in this constant state of anticipation, waiting for something to happen. And I'm personally, you know, so thankful for this vaccine. A year ago when we first talked,
yeah,
you know, everything seemed so grim, and the prospect of a vaccine seemed, you know, like it might never happen, or who knows how long it would take.
And, right.
So I'm thankful for that, and hope I just wish everybody would get on the wagon and and make it all a better place for everybody, you know.
But I agree with you.
I'm still hesitant to go out and do shows, you know, to be honest. I'm apprehensive about it, but you know, because I'm old. but I can't wait to. We're so anxious to get back out there.
And, well, let's talk about this coolest song in the world this week. Talking about anticipation and stuff like that. Well, fortunately, you've been keeping busy. Our coolest song in the world this week, No Fun Anymore. And I was trying to. I was listening to the song and. You know, you've got that line in there. I came, I saw, you're no fun anymore. And I was trying to figure out what the perspective of the song was. And then I was sent this a rough cut of the video for it that you guys are working on. And I was like, oh, now that kind of makes that line, I want to share it out loud, not keep it all hid, kind of make sense to me. Right. So can you explain what the song is about?
Well, you know, I usually don't like to pinpoint what a song is about. I like to leave it up to the listener, you know, to relate to it in whatever way they relate to it.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, though, that I didn't originally write the song about what the subject in the video is.
Yeah.
I wrote it more about, you know, well, no, I came, I saw, you're no fun anymore. It was originally about fentanyl and crack. I'm kidding. I did originally kind of write it about not stopping smoking, stopping things that are bad for you in general, you know? So that's the premise. But then I thought I'd make the drug the social media instead of you know, booze or drugs or, you know, the typical things that people would think it might be about, because social media now is a threat to people's health and sanity. So I kind of thought that might be a good subject.
Absolutely. So this the video that you guys are working on, do you have an idea when that will be available for people to check out?
By December 3rd, it will be out up there. Yeah, I'm editing it myself. Me, you know, we do everything ourselves pretty much in Mutated Music. I'm editing it, and then I pass it off to my drummer Pat Carpenter, who's like a professional video editor, to polish it up and make any changes he thinks necessary. So, we're constantly doing this stuff, making our own videos, we're making ads for the album that you guys are putting out in February.
Right. Variants of Vibe. Variants That's the name of, Vibe. Of the upcoming album coming out on Wicked Cool Records. When did you...
I stole that title from Dr. Vin Gupta on...
Who?
Dr. Vin Gupta. He's on MSNBC.
Right. Well, how does that come from Variants of Vibe?
Meaning, well, just the variance part.
Right. Okay.
I don't know if he's into the vibe.
Well, you have to send him a copy and get him on board.
I certainly will.
Right. So when did you record No Fun Anymore? And was that done along with the other tracks on Variants of Vibe?
It wasn't actually... some of those songs were recorded in 2019, before you guys put out the last set of three vinyls. But then we recorded three more because they wanted to carve out the ones that you guys already put out. So those were recorded within the past 8 months.
Okay, so like some of these more recent singles, like Last in Space, well, that will be on the upcoming album as well.
That will, yeah.
In fact, thinking about that, I went back and I was, you know, listened to that, and I looked at the liner notes, and I don't think your bass player Wesley Crawford was on that one, but But my notes say he is on No Fun Anymore. Can you remind us how you got Wesley's part of Mickey Lee's Mutated Music?
Well, Wes and I have been friends for 30 years. We were in a band together. After I disbanded the Rattlers, I had a band called Crown the Good. We got a development deal with Epic Records. And that's when I first met Wes. I met him actually. I got Wes and Pat. Both through my brother, actually, when I was looking for a bass player and a drummer a long time ago. He was asking around for me, just as I asked around for him when Dee Dee quit and found him, CJ. So he found me, Pat, and Wes.
I'm trying to remember, was Pat's story something where he had given you a call and he was out in Long Island or something? And
right.
And sort of I don't know, this guy's too far away.
Well,
can you remind us us how that went down?
You know, people in New York City have a bit of a snobby attitude towards people in Long Island. So, I don't know why, but, we seem to think we're superior. But so Pat and I, those were the days when you'd put an ad in the Village Voice. they used to have an actual paper, the Village Voice. And most musicians, most people in bands that's how you would find somebody. You'd put in an ad, people would call you. So, and you'd get a lot of calls usually. And, you have to filter them out somehow. And I neglected to call Pat because he was from Long Island. And I just kind of bypassed him. And then my brother gave me his number because he had a friend who was also in a video editor and a filmmaker, and he knew Pat. And so in a roundabout way, we hooked up.
I saw online that back in October, you were playing a Manic Panic benefit. Tish and Stookie from Manic Panic were putting on a benefit breast cancer research. Now, they've been on the New York City music scene for many years. Have you ever worked with them?
I've worked with them for years. Actually, that video was not from this past Halloween. I just forgot to put the date on it. That was from a few years back. But Tish and Snooki are dear friends of mine. This is Russell Walensky, the singer of a band called The Sick Fucks. You can say that, right?
Yeah. Well, you just did. It's fine.
You,
did.
You don't bleep people on this station, right?
Yeah.
Sick Fucks are one of the staples of CBGB in the earliest stages. A great band, just a lot of fun. And then they started the business, the cosmetic business of Manic Panic. But I've been friends with them. You know, we did, that was around the time I had the Rattlers, and we did a bunch of shows together back in I'm talking about 79, 80, 81.
Just the other day.
Yeah, exactly. See, it feels like it.
Well, speaking about something else in the past here, let's see, not that far back, but in 2009, you published your memoir about life with your brother, I Slept with Joey Ramone. And then this year it was announced there's going to be a Netflix biopic about your brother based on the book, and that Pete Davidson is going to play Joey. And that's all well and good, but who's going to play you? Who's going to be you?
I haven't asked. I'm hesitant to ask. I don't know. I'll leave that up to the producers. You know, I don't even know if they've gotten that far. It's still in its very early stages, but it's definitely happening and I'm thrilled about it. And, although this is the third time that book has been optioned for a movie, but this is the furthest it's ever come. And I'm going to start working with Pete and Jason Orley, the director. December 7th, we'll start working on the screenplay. And I guess, it's hard to tell how much Mickey Lee will be in this thing, but or Mitch Hyman, Jeffrey Hyman's brother, Joey Ramone's brother, until the screenplay is written. But I'm really not sure who they're going to get to play me. Maybe it'll be Mighty Manfred. I don't know. People are always telling me I look like Howard Stern. I don't know if you would do it.
Yeah, well.
Funny, people never say, you know, you look like Joey Ramone. They say, you look like Howard Stern.
Well, you take that as a compliment, right?
I guess I better.
Yeah. Well, Mike, how does something like this, you said this was like the third time that someone had presented themselves. Is that like, it must be flattering when someone contacts you about that, right? Or what did you think?
Well, the first time was right actually before the book even came out. A guy named Rory Rosegarten optioned it from me, and he got a deal with Fox Searchlight in 2010. And a screenplay was written by Wesley Strick, who wrote the screenplay for Cape Fear, the one with Robert De Niro, Glass House. And I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
But then Fox Searchlight only uses a small stable of directors, and they were all busy until like 2026. And, Danny Boyle, who did The Wrestler, everybody was tied up. So they had a 2-year term and that ran out. And that was the end of that. And then Nick Cassavetes approached me, about 4 or 5 years ago, wanted to do it. But the problem was that, they come to me and say, we love the book. We want to option the book and adapt that for a film. But with Nick Cassavetes, all of a sudden it became, the people with the money, they wanted a Ramones biopic. And I said, well, that's a different animal, you know?
Right.
So that's how that one went south. But this time everybody is appreciating the universal theme of that story. So it's not a Ramones story. It's more about a guy who was facing a lot of adversity, who overcame it. And the guy who lived with him, which is me,
Well, any idea when, if everything were to really fall into place, what would be the earliest that something like that would be released?
I would think, not for a year from now. But I would hope sometime around then. I'm hoping like 2022, early 23.
Well, I'm ready.
I think the world needs a movie like this.
Absolutely. Well, one more thing about thinking about your brother here. Last year's birthday bash for your late brother, there's a benefit to raise money for the Joey Ramone Foundation for Lymphoma Research. That was a virtual thing, right? It was virtual last year. Are you thinking of doing an in-person event for 2022?
The past 2 years have been virtual ones, and I really don't know. That's the problem. Normally, I would start putting that event together like next month, or even now. I start putting out feelers for bands and performers. But it's hard to know how to approach it now. People saying everything is going to open up like already last week, but then things get pulled back. And so even the thought of asking people to travel it feels strange. I'm not sure what to do yet. But there's always virtual things. And, I don't know about I feel strange asking people to come out still.
Right. Well, in fact, touching on that a little more, because this relates back to your sort of nervousness about, playing out, wanting this sort of push and pull between wanting to play shows in front of people and at the same time having reservations about it. As you look into 2022, any plans whatsoever to tour or to go someplace, or maybe like outdoor shows to do, or were you just mulling all that over, or where you're at? Where's your head at?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of waiting to see what other people are doing. And, you know, it seems that things are sort of starting to get scheduled for like next spring.
Yeah.
So I'm just really hoping that it's safe out there. But I don't know when, you know, how long do you wait for the green light?
Yeah. When was the last time you guys played an in-person gig?
We played something in September. But it was just in Queens. It was a charity event. We played in a park in Jamaica, in Queens.
Okay.
Outdoors. And that was the last time we played in public.
And how did that go? I mean, it was outdoors and...
It went well. It was nice. I mean, it was, you know, very casual. Like, as I say, it was a charity event. And it's for this organization I've been involved with for 3-4 years now, called Restoring the Broken Crowns. And it's, you know, we buy food and clothing for people who need it. Mm-hmm. And give it out at these events, and I got my band to play a short set, and so it was a beautiful day. Yeah.
Well, the other track we're going to take a listen to today is "Standing in the Dark," and it is a Coolers Conversations exclusive song that hasn't been released yet. So we're debuting it here. I'm assuming this is off the new album "Variants of Vibe," right? "Standing in the Dark" is.
It is.
All right.
Variants of Vibe.
Variants of Vibe. Due out next February. So tell me something about "Standing in the Dark."
It's lonely.
It's
as a matter of fact, there's a line in there in that song. It's lonely at the top. At least that's what I've been told. So that's what I hear. It's lonely at the top. But "Standing in the Dark" is... it's another one of those songs that, you know, you want the listener to relate to in whatever way they relate to it.
Sure. And when did you write it? Is this a newer song, or does it predate the whole pandemic thing?
No, it's something that I've had in the storage room for a few years, but. I re-recorded it with Wes and Pat. I originally recorded it with Joe Blaney, a producer, great producer, produced the Clash Combat Rock album a while back. But this is a more updated version.
Okay, so this is one that's been percolating for a while. It was on a slow simmer.
It was never released. Yeah, I made a demo of it, and. Some of these songs have been in the oven for a long time, but you know they're updated or you know how it is, Manfred. You're in a band, you write something and you're not completely happy with it, so you kind of put it on the side for a while, and then you bring it back, and you know when it clicks.
Oh, absolutely. There was one time I went to Al Green's church in Memphis. And before Al Green comes out, the choir is singing, and I think the deacon gives one of the deacons comes up and gives a reading. And then for this particular song, the deacon has sat down, and then it seemed like they had intended to play something, but one of the ladies just started singing this gospel tune a cappella. And as she was doing that, a couple of the other ladies kind of fell in, and then the little band they had started picking out what it was, figuring what it was. And then the whole thing was just, I mean, it was just rocking. It was souling, it was gospeling, but it was rocking too.
Right.
And that's when Al Green came out and he joined in singing it. And when the song ended, he said something I thought was really great. He said, now that's a song you can't microwave. You got to let that song sit in the oven just long enough.
Right.
You know.
Exactly. You know when something's cooked, you know.
Yeah, you know when something's cooked and you know when somebody's baked, I suppose, too. Those are things.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Mickey, I want to thank you once more for speaking with me on our Coolest Conversations.
It's always a pleasure, Manfred, and it's always cooler in the underground garage.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, man, have a great rest of the year and the holidays, and got my fingers crossed I'll see you in 2022.
Fingers crossed. Peace and health, everybody out there. Stay well.
All right, and it's time for our Coolest Conversations song debut, Standing in the Dark, from Mickey Lee's Mutated Music in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Some of Standing in the Dark from Mickey Lee's Mutated Music here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Tracks to be included on the upcoming album Variants of Vibe, due out next February on Wicked Cool Records. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to Mickey for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast, and be sure and check out our upcoming episode when I get the chance to chat with 80s pop music icon Josie Cotton. We'll talk about her career and her recently reissued album, Pussycat Babylon. That's your next Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Looks like it's only me and my special friend. Looks like another night is coming to an end.
It's been a long time. Been a long time. Been a long, lonely, 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 lonely time.
Some things are better when they rock. Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos. Play 24-7 with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Been a long time since you rock and rolled? Visit us in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida, or online at SeminoleHardRock.com.